利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天晚上一起学习的题目是一个没有长大的王。
The topic for tonight's mutual encouragement is the king who never grew up.
我们知道，我们当父母的要养育一个孩子成人是一件很辛苦的事情。
As a parent, it's very difficult to nurture children for them to grow up.
小时候孩子会耍赖，会顽皮，会不听话。
When they are still young, they are very disobedient.
同时他们也很可爱。
But at the same time, they are also very cute and adorable.
当父母的心里面只有个愿望。
Parents only have one hope in their heart.
就是有一天希望我这个孩子可以长大成人。
They hope that their children can grow up one day and become a mature person.
当然如果长大也很可爱，当然是最好。
And if he can grow up and become a very adorable person, then that's very good.
但是我们希望一个孩子长大之后，就把以前的不成熟的事情丢弃了。
But we hope that when a person grow up, he forsake his immature, being deeds.
一个人长大了之后，
when a person grow up,
还像以前一样很幼稚，
but he still act like when he was a little child,
很不成熟。
Very immature.
跟他三岁、五岁、七岁一样。
Just like when he is 3 years old or 5 years old.
我想这个父母是不会快乐的。
Then the parent will not be happy.
父母希望我们长大成熟。
The parents want the children to grow up and be mature.
不单只是身体方面的长大成熟。
Not just grow up physically.
还是心智上、灵性上也要心智的成熟。
But grow up mentally and spiritually as well.
在旧约里面有一个王，他叫约阿斯。
In the Old Testament, there is a king named Joash.
他是一个没有真正长大的王。
This king, he never grew up.
不是说他肉体长不大。
It doesn't mean that he never grew up physically.
而是他心灵上、心智上没有长大。
But he never grew up mentally.
还是一个小孩子。
He is still a little child.
首先我们来讲讲这个王的背景。
Let's talk about his background.
他是犹大国南朝的第八任君王。
He is the 8th king of the kingdom Judah.
可以说他的身世是蛮悲惨的。
He has a very sad life.
他爸爸的名字叫亚哈谢，也是犹大王其中一个。
His father's name is Ahaziah, is also a king of Judah.
但是他爸爸不听神的话。
But his father did not obey the command of God.
带领百姓拜偶像。
He led the people astray to worship idols.
所以他爸爸亚哈谢做王做了一年，就被人家谋杀死掉了。
So his father Ahaziah only been king for 1 year and was murdered.
所以从小的时候他就没有了爸爸。
So since young he was an orphan.
那么他的祖母呢？亚他利亚
and his grandmother called Athalia.
这个祖母的更厉害。
And this Athalia is a character.
她之前呢，常常影响亚哈谢去做坏事。
She influenced Ahaziah to do bad things.
虽然亚哈谢被杀死了。
So when Ahaziah was killed,
她就干脆自己当王起来。
So Athalia, she became the king.
所以可以说啊，把一切的皇室的成员啊，其他那人都先杀掉。
She killed all the royal families.
我们请看《列王记下》第十一章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 11.
列王记下十一章第一到三节。
2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 3. Verse 1, when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. Verse 2. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Jehoram, the sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal prince who were about to be murdered. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah, so he was not killed. Verse 3. He remained hidden with his nurse at the temple of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah ruled the land.
这也是记载啊，这个约哈斯啊，他的身世很悲惨。
So here it records the background of Joash.
爸爸已经死了。
His father was killed.
他还有其他兄弟姐妹。
He has other brothers and sisters.
那竟然呢，祖母亲自下手，把他其他一切的兄弟姐妹、皇室的人，通通都要杀掉。
But his own grandmother killed all his brothers and sisters.
因为这个很恶毒的这个祖母啊，想自立为王。
Because the evil Athaliah wants to be the king herself.
她怕说留下任何一个王室的成员呢，以后都成为她的后患。
So she thought that if she leave any royal family behind, they will become her stumbling block.
亚哈斯啊，这个约哈斯啊，从小啊都没有兄弟姐妹了，他自己也差点被杀。
So Ahaziah, so Joash grew up as an orphan, and he was almost killed as well.
他还是个 baby.
So he at this time he was still a baby.
但是他命大。
But he was lucky.
也是神的保守啊。
It was also protection of God.
这个时候，祭司的这个太太啊，约示巴偷偷的把他偷晕出来。
So the wife of the priest, Jehoshaphat, hit him.
啊，把他收留在圣殿里面。
Hit him in the temple.
给他提供了教育，给他提供了保护。
Nurture him, educate him, and protect him.
我们请看历代志下的二十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 22.
二十二章的第十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 10.
这同样的同一件事情的记载。
It records the same event.
我们看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.Verse 12, he remained hidden with them at the temple of God for 6 years, while Athaliah ruled the land.
啊，所以啊，这个祭司谁哪一个祭司的来救这个约阿斯呢
？So which priest saved Joash?
啊，这我们来看这个二十三章啊。
Let's take a look at chapter 22.
二十三章第一节。
Chapter 23, verse 1. In the seventh year.Jehoshaphat showed his strength. He made a covenant with the commanders of units of 100.
当时的这个祭司啊，他的名字叫耶和耶大。
At that time, the head priest is Jehoshaphat.
就是他的太太啊，来保护修楼了这个约哈斯。
His wife has hid Joash.
啊，所以足足有六年，把他藏在圣殿里面。
For 6 years, he was hidden in the temple of God.
没有出去过圣殿一步。
He has not left the temple of God one step.
连那个很恶毒的祖母亚特利亚都不晓得还有一个王子藏在圣殿里面。
So the evil king Athaliah did not know that she has a grandson still alive.
有一天过了到了第七年了。
So in the seventh year,
时间到了。
The time is right.
这个祭司知道神所拣选的王就在我们这里。
Jehoshaphat, the priest of God, knows that the chosen king is among them.
就是这个以前是 baby, 但现在已经个小朋友的这个约阿斯了。
It's the Joash who was a baby, now a little boy.
所以呢，他要高立，在众人面前高立的这个约阿斯再次当王。
So he crowned Joash to become the king.
可以说再一次的发动政变了，成功了。把这个果权从这个恶毒的妇人手中拿回来。
So he take back the kingdom from the evil king Athaliah.
所以就是这样，约阿斯又当王起来了。
So Joash has become the king this way.
所以可以看看约阿斯的身世，一开始很悲惨，但是呢，后来经过很大的转变，他还是可以成为王。
So looking at Joash's life, in the very beginning, he's very unfortunate, but then a little bit afterwards, he become a king.
这要告诉我们一点什么呢
？So what does it tell us?
我们看诗篇六十八篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 68.
诗篇六十八篇第六节。
Psalm chapter 68, verse 6.68 verse 6. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with sin, but the rebellious live a sun scorned headland.
这里说神使孤独的有家。
God sets the lonely in a family.
无论你再怎么孤独。
So no matter how lonely you are.
无论你自己是一个人。
No matter if you're a person or not,
或是失去了自由
or maybe you have lost your freedom,
但是只要神是你的神
but as long as you have God as your God,
就有翻身的一天
then you have a chance to have a family.
就好像约哈斯一样
just like Joash,
神再次的帮助他建立起来
God has helped him to build up his kingdom.
当然这个是透过人的帮助达成的
Of course, God helped him through man.
这个帮助约哈斯的人就是耶和耶大祭司
He helped him through the head priest Jehoshaphat.
所以这个耶和耶大是一个很好的人，这个对约哈斯来说是大恩人。
So Jehoshaphat to Joash is a great man. It's a man that has shown mercy to him.
我们一个人要成功
，for a person to be successful，
我们需要两方面的因素。
We need two ingredients.
第一，我们需要神的恩典。
First of all, we need the blessings from the Lord.
神要祝福我们，我们做任何事情才会成功。
If the Lord bless what we do, then we will be successful.
第二个因素。
Second,
我们需要有很多的恩人。
We need to have people helping us.
因为神是看不见的。
Because we cannot see the God we worship.
神的恩典是透过人来给我们的。
God's blessings are given to us through people around us.
神所谓的祝福我们，就是让我们遇到好的人。
When God blesses us, we can meet good people around us.
什么叫做命运？
What is destiny?
命运就是你在一生当中碰到什么的人。
Destiny means the person that you meet in your lifetime.
如果你一生当中都是碰到不好的人。
If you only meet the bad characters in your life.
从你读书的时候，找配偶的时候，做生意，做事业的时候，都是碰到不好的人。
When you,
一生注定是失败的。
When you're in school, when you're looking for a spouse, when you're at work and you only meet bad people, then you will fail in your life.
碰到好的人，他愿意帮你。
But if you see good people and they're willing to help you,
你就得到恩人，你就会成功。
If you have people who are willing to help you, then you will be successful.
约翰是神的恩典对他很大，人的恩典也对他很大。
So towards Joas, God has blessed him abundantly so that he can meet Jehoshaphat.
所以他才可以成为一个王。
So he was able to become a king.
今天你想想看。
Think about this today.
在你的人生当中，有没有感受到神的恩典？
In your life, have you ever experienced the love of God?
一定是有。
For sure, yes.
不然我们今天不坐在这边。
Or else we would not come here today.
我们有没有得过人的恩典？
Have you received blessings from man?
一定是有。
Yes.
不然我们今天也不在这里。
Or else you will not be here.
那么这个约哈斯啊，被选为王之后，他做了一些事情。
So when Joas has become the king, he did something.
我们请看历代之下24:1。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 1.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
历代志下24:1-3.
2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 1 to 3. Joas was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. His mother's name was Zibiah. She was from Bathsheba. Verse 2. Joas did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years of Jehoshaphat the priest. Verse 3, Jehoshaphat chose 2 wives for him, and he has sons and daughters.
这个就是约哈斯刚当王时候的样子。
So when he first became the king,
他才几岁呢？
How old was he?
他才七岁。
He was only 7 years old.
我们在座的大概最小的小孩，大概也是六岁七岁。
Among us, maybe the youngest child is 6 or 7 years old.
今天的学校的制度来说，六岁或者是七岁才 grade 1, grade 2。
In today's society, if you're 7 years old, you're probably in grade 1 or grade 2.
你看看，一个小学一年级的，你要他去当犹大国王，会是什么样子？
If you ask a grade 1 or grade 2 student to become a king, what would it be like?
他以前是没有尿布的，那如果有的话，今天的角度来说，可能尿布还没有戒，或者是奶瓶还没有戒掉。
Of course, that was no diapers, but maybe at that time he was still wearing diapers.
所以这个小朋友是什么都不懂的。
So this child, he did not know anything.
为什么他可以当王呢？
So how come he can become the king?
因为神拣选他。
Because God has chosen him.
人的恩典在他身上。
Man's grace befall upon him.
这里说他在耶路撒冷作王了40年。
So he became king in Jerusalem for 40 years.
第二节啊，这里说既是耶和华在世的时候，又要是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
In verse 2 it says, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years of Jehoshaphat the priest.
这句话很重要。
This sentence is very important.
这句话把约哈斯的一生分为两个阶段。
This sentence has divided Joas' life into 2 different parts.
第一个阶段就是当祭司耶和华还在世上的时候，他是做人做事情是一个样子。
The first part is when Jehoshaphat was still a priest and living, he did
做了很多正确的事情。
He did a lot of right things in the eyes of God.
但是当耶和华死了之后，他要变另外一个人了。
But when Jehoshaphat died, he became a different person.
所以重点分水岭就是耶和华大祭司死了，他就不一样了。
So the turning point is when Jehoshaphat died and he became a different person.
我们今天来看看到底这个人为什么长不大。
So let us see why he could not grow up.
先来看看他做了什么好的事情了。
Let us take a look at what good deeds that he has done.
第四节。
Verse 4. Sometime later, Joas decided to restore the temple of the Lord.
当时的圣殿已经很破旧了。
At that time, the temple was very old and rugged.
很多人已经拜偶像拜了很多年。
A lot of people has went astray and worshipped the idol for many, many years.
所以圣殿呢，已经很少人在照顾。
So, very little people who take care of the temple of God.
已经很破旧，很破烂。
It is very old and needs restored.
我们知道一个建筑物，你要保持它一样的样子就好，你就需要不断的维修保养。
We know that for a building to maintain its present state, we need to put a lot of time and effort into maintenance.
你看我们自己家里就好了。
If you just take a look at your own house,
3-5年都油漆一次。
3-5 years, we have to
10年要换屋顶。
We have to paint the walls and then we have to change the ceilings.
10年地毯也要换。
For 10 years, we have to change the carpets.
每差不多六七年，整个外墙也要油漆。
6-7 years, we have to paint the outer walls.
现在我们的房子才会保持一样的样子，不是更漂亮，是一样，跟以前一样而已。
Then our house can look the same, not better, but the same.
更何况是圣殿呢，那么大的建筑物。
But the temple of God, such a big building.
所以如果你不维修的话，一定就越来越破了。
So if you do not maintain it, it will become old.
尤其是这已经很久没有维修了。
And this temple has not been maintained for a very long time.
约翰是那想要说有意要维修。
So Joas decided to restore the temple.
但是要做这个工作需要很多的钱。
But to do so, he needs a lot of money.
当时王自己可能没有什么钱。
At that time, maybe the king did not have a lot of money himself.
所以他就叫利未人出去募款去筹钱。
So he called the Levites to go out and collect money from the people.
效果不是很好。
It was, the result was not very great.
因为利未人觉得我是立威人，我是献祭的，我是做圣殿工作的。你叫我去要人家拿钱，很不习惯。
Because the Levites think that the work is of it's in the temple. They are supposed to do sacrifice. They are supposed to, do the things in the temple, not go out and ask for money.
所以约翰斯就转头脑。
So Joas he thought of something else.
既然不要说到处去找人拿钱了，我们就把这个奉献箱放在圣殿的门口，谁进来看到，谁要投钱进去。
He said, we'll not go out and ask for money. We'll put an offering box in front of the temple. Whoever wants to offer, they can come and put the money in here.
结果呢，钱存到了。
So then he got the money.
那么圣殿就开始维修了。
So he can start rebuilding the temple of God.
第十二节。
Let's turn to verse 12. Verse 12, the king and Jehoshaphat gave it to the men who carry out the work required for the temple of the Lord. They hire masons and carpenters to restore the Lord's temple, and also workers in iron and bronze to repair the temple.
第十二节，十三节。
Verse 13, the men in charge of the work were diligent, and the repair progressed under them. They rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design and reinforced it.
这里说他这个维修圣殿的工程呢，完成了。
So here it says they completed the restoration of the temple.
圣殿呢，变成像以前一样那么漂亮。
It just like before, it's very beautiful.
那么今天我们也是一样。
Just like so today.
今天物质的圣殿，物质的神的家就是这个会堂。
Physical temple, physical house of God is this chapel.
我们这个会堂已从1994年用到现在了。
We have used this chapel since 1994.
所有看到的东西都已经用了十几年了。
Everything you see here, we have used it for a decade or so.
教会的工程当然要常常的保养维修了。
Of course, we need to maintain the house of God.
信徒的奉献，其中的钱就要进到这个维修保养里面。
So some of the money that offered by the believers go into maintenance of the chapel.
我们呢希望说教会常常都弄得漂漂亮亮的，好像以前一样新，就是我们的目标。
So we hope that we can maintain the church in a very good state just like before.
是信徒赚到钱也要多奉献。
So when believers they earn money, they will offer.
这样教会才有钱去进行各样的这个工程。
So the church will have money to maintain the chapel.
那么这是他做的很好的事情。
This is something good that he did in the eyes of God.
他在耶和华还在生的时候，他发热心。
This is when Jehoshaphat was still alive. He has zeal for the Lord.
因为他受到好的影响。
Because he has good influence beside him.
但是一个人长不长得大呢？这是看一个重点。
But can a person grow up? It depends on one important point.
就是你自己会不会独立的思考。
Can you think independently?
你做好事是不是因为旁边有一个人盯着你要去做这件事情？
When you do good deeds, is it because someone else is watching over you?
还是你自己想去做的？
Or is it because you want to do it yourself?
很可惜约翰是他一开始是很好。
Very unfortunately, Joas, he was a good king.
但是后来呢，耶和华死了之后呢，他要改变了。
But later, when Jehoshaphat died, he changed.
他的问题是什么呢？
What was his problem?
他的问题是长不大，不成熟。
He was not able to grow up, was immature.
刚刚我们讲过了，他在祭司在他旁边的时候，在世的时候听神的话。
Here we have mentioned when Jehoshaphat was alive, he listened to God's command.
祭司不在的时候，他就不听神的话。
When Jehoshaphat was gone, he did not listen to God.
我们看列王记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 12.
列王记下第十二章。
2 Kings chapter 12.
第二节。
2 Kings chapter 12 verse 2. Joas did what was right in the eyes of God all the years Jehoshaphat the priest instructed him.
继续。
Verse 3, the high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifice and burn incense there.
这里告诉我们一个提示。
Here it tells us something.
因为他是很好，但是这是在耶和华教训他的时候，他就听。
Joas was very good, but only when the priest, Jehoshadah was instructing him.
但是后来耶和华死了，没有人教训他了，他就走了，他就没有这样了。
Later, when Jehoshadah died, there was no one to instruct him, so he changed.
所以他的问题啊，是他的信仰是建立在人的身上了。
His problem is that he built his faith on top of another person.
他的信仰啊，并不是自己的。
His faith did not belong to himself.
他的信仰是没有根基的。
His faith does not have a firm foundation.
今天我们想想，我们的信仰到底是长怎么样
？Let us review our own faith.
今天你为什么听神的话呢
？Why do you believe? Why do you listen to the word of God?
如果你是因为说啊，因为我听父母这样讲，父母说不能这样，所以我就听了。我因为父母，我听神的话。
If you only listen to the word of God because your parents tell you to do so,
对不起，你的信仰还是别人的。
I'm sorry, your faith still does not belong to you.
如果你听神的话，因为你听配偶的话。
If you listen to the word of God because you listen to your friends,
这样你的信仰也不是自己的。
Then your faith does not belong to you.
一个人的信仰如果不是自己的。
If your faith does not belong to you,
他有一天一定会放弃。
You will give up one day.
因为这个不是我的东西。
Because this does not belong to me.
是你加给我的东西。
It's something you given to me.
你不在，我就不听了。
If you are not here, I will not listen.
今天很多信仰都是父母的信仰。
A lot of people today has the belief of their parents.
父母还在的时候。
When their parents are still around,
你会看到儿女来教会。
You will see their children coming to church.
但是儿女有时候出去外面工作了。
But one day when the children go abroad to study or to work.
或者是孩子自己长大了，自己成家了。
Or when the children grew up and formed their own family,
会不会一样那么热心呢
？Do they still come to church?
这个就很不一定。
That's very uncertain.
因为他没有找到自己的信仰。
Because they did not find their own faith.
所以约翰是第一个错误。
So Joas his first mistake.
他的信仰建立在人的身上。
His faith was built on top of another person.
今天我们的信仰有没有建立在人的身上
？Is our faith building on top of another person?
哇，今天是传道讲道啊，我要来啊。
Today is a preacher is giving a sermon. I have to go today.
哎呀，今天是某某弟兄某某讲道。哎呀，我在家里休息好了。
Today just a brother giving a sermon. I don't have to go.
是这样吗
？Is it so?
如果是的话
，If it is so,
你的信仰就建立在耶和华的基督身上。
Then your faith is building on top of Jehoshadah.
我们不应该建立在人的身上。
You should not build your faith on top of another person.
我们是建立在主耶稣身上。
We need to build our faith on top of Jesus.
建立在磐石的身上。
Building on top of the solid rock.
教会不能说哦，没有一个人就不行了。
There is no such thing as if this person is not here, then the church will not function.
也没有说没有谁领会不行的。
It's not that if this person does not give a sermon, then we don't have anyone else to do it.
教会是神的家。
This house is the church of God.
我们来是把信仰。建立在主耶稣身上。
When we come here, we want to build our faith on top of Christ.
还有约翰四呢，第三节说，只是秋坛没有废弃。
So in verse 3 it says that the burnt offerings, the high places was not abandoned.
秋坛是什么呢
？What is this high places?
秋坛就是那些用来献祭给其他的神明的、其他偶像的这个地方。
These high places, place for burnt offering, is to burn offering for the idols for.
宗教的改革，但是他没有把那些重点呢来除去。
When he changed the people to turn back to the Lord, he did not remove these things.
这个就带来后来很大的一个困难。
So it later become a heavy stumbling block for him.
我们刚刚讲过了，约哈斯是一个长不大的人。
So we have mentioned Joas is the king that never grew up.
长不大有几个表现。
So when a person does not grow up, there's a few behaviors that we can observe.
第一个表现呢？
First behavior.
就是他遇到问题他会退缩。
When he encounter problems, he will withdraw himself.
他会妥协。
He will compromise.
我们看列王记下第十二章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 12.
17节到18节。
2 Kings chapter 12, verse 17 to 18. About this time, Hazael, king of Aram, went up and attacked Gath and captured it.Then he turned to attack Jerusalem. Verse 18. But Joas, king of Judah, took all the sacred objects dedicated by his fathers, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah, the king of Judah, and the gifts he himself had dedicated, and all the good found in the treasuries of the temple of the Lord and the royal place palace, and he sent them to Hazael, the king of Aram, who then withdrew from Jerusalem.
在约哈士修完了圣殿时候发生了一件事情。
After he restored the temple, something happened.
就是外国这个亚兰军呢，亚兰王啊，他上来攻打犹大国了。The
army of Aram came up and attacked his kingdom.
每一次遇到危机，其实是这个转机。
Every time when he encounter a problem, it is a chance for turning.
为什么神容许别人来攻打你呢？
Why does God allow someone to attack you?
如果你是个敬畏神的王，为什么神容许这样发生呢？
If you are a faithful king to God, why does God allow this to happen to you?
神一定有他的旨意的。
There is a will of God.
神不会做无聊的事情的。
God will not do something that's that doesn't make sense.
神让你碰到，就是要让你祷告，要建立你的信心。
When God allow you to encounter difficulty, He wants you to pray. He wants you to build up your faith.
那神迹就会来了。
Then miracle will appear.
但是约哈斯他选择怎么样呢？
But what did Joas choose to do?
他选择一个比较容易的方法。He
chose an easier method.
他说，人家来打我嘛，要的是钱而已嘛。
He says, when people come attack me, they just want money.
我也没有什么钱。
I don't have much money.
我最值钱的就是放在圣殿里面那些金器银器，就是归耶和华为圣的一些物件了，物件了。
The most valuable thing in the kingdom is other sacred things in the temple.
所以约哈斯就想说，好了，那么他要来这些，我就给他就好了。
So he say the enemy comes, you just give them whatever they want.
结果真的是，约兰王那个亚兰王拿到了，好，那么多，可以了，他走了。
So when king of Aram, he took all these things, he left Jerusalem.
就不上来攻打耶路撒冷啊。
He did not come up and attack Jerusalem.
但是我们想想看，这是个解决问题的方法吗？
But think about this, did he use the right method to solve the problem?
神让他遇到问题就是要让他去靠神。
When God allowed him to encounter this problem, he wanted the king to rely on him.
而不是去把属于神的一些圣殿的器皿去送给别人。
He doesn't want him to give all these things away to... He doesn't want to give the things in the temple away to other people.
他这样做就是要退缩，要回避这个问题。
When he withdrew from the problem,
不敢面对这个问题。
He was afraid to face the problem, the challenge.
妥协, compromise.
He compromised.
没有错，这是很容易做到的。
It is easy to do so.
但是呢, 不可以帮他解决问题了。
But it does not solve the problem for him.
因为我们要听清楚了。
Because we have to listen very carefully.
一个人呢，遇到问题的时候,
when a person encounters a problem,
如果他想牺牲他的信仰来去解决他的问题的话,
if he wants to sacrifice his own belief to solve his problem,
他以后的问题一定会更多。
Then afterwards, he will encounter greater problems.
这是真的。
This is so true.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神不会与他同在了。
Because God is no longer with him.
你要牺牲我啊。
If you want to sacrifice God,
为什么我要帮你?
Why do I want to help you?
你看他刚刚才去重修圣殿。
So he just restored the temple.
表面上都是，哦，为神啊，把这个圣殿做得很漂亮。
Superficially, he has done a lot for God. He has built the temple very beautifully.
没有几下就把圣殿里面的贵重的东西拿去送给人。
But only after a short while, he gave everything valuable in the temple of God to his enemies.
这个神会高兴吗?
Will God be happy?
还有，你想想看。
And think about this.
这个亚兰王来了一次，拿了那么多东西了。
So king of Aram, he come and take a lot of things.
他会满足吗?
Would he be satisfied?
他不会满足的。
He will not be satisfied.
他这次拿过了，下次他会拿更多。
He has come and taken a lot. Next time he will come and take more.
我们看历代志下的24章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 22.
23节。
Chapter 20, sorry, verse Second Chronicles chapter 24, verse 23.
23,
chapter 24, verse 23. At the turn of the year, the army of Aram marched against Joash. It invaded Judah and Jerusalem and killed all the leaders of the people. They sent all the plunder of their king in Damascus.
你看，过了不久，亚兰王又来了。
So after a while, the king comes again.
所以你给他妥协，你送他东西，你解决不了问题了。
So if you compromise with him, it will not solve the problem.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell you? When you face some problem in your belief,
你想妥协吗?
Do you want to compromise?
你可以去做,
you could,
但是你解决不了问题了,
but you cannot solve the problem.
你的问题会更大,
your problem will become greater.
比如说,
for example,
没有信主的另外一半,
if your spouse has not yet come to believe,
他不想你去教会,
he doesn't want to come to church.
好, 你妥协吗?
Do you compromise?
让他高兴吗?
So that he can be happy?
他不会高兴的,
he will not be happy.
你让你少来一点,他会高兴吗?
If you come less often, would he be happy?
他不会高兴。
He will not be happy.
他会让你, 最后你完全都不来。
He want you At the end, you will not come anymore.
你有不好的朋友。
If you have a bad friend,
你想说啊，改变自己的行为来配合他们。
If you think if you just change a little behavior to suit their behaviors,
别人做这样，我也跟着这样一点点。
If you just want to fit in and just do a little bit of what they do.
比如说哦，我们知道我们基督徒不要醉酒了。
For example, we know that Christians we should not be drunk.
但是我同学每个礼拜都要去 bar 啊，去高兴啊。
But my friends, they all go to bars and be happy.
啊，我要不要去？
Should I go?
好，我去好了。
Maybe I'll just go once.
我去，但是我不要喝酒，我喝果汁。
I'll just go. I will not drink wine. I will not drink alcohol. I'll just drink juice.
我都跟大家一样啊。
Then I'll be just like everybody else.
但是他们会高兴吗？
Will they be happy?
他们说你来到了还不喝。
If you come and you don't drink,
你来到还不喝醉一下。
If you come and you don't be drunk,
你一定到最后也是一样醉了。
At the end, you will be drunk.
同样的，魔鬼啊，他只要我们妥协，他就会很多的方法。
It is the same. If we compromise, Satan will have a scheme.
如果我们妥协的话，我们得不到神的祝福。
If we compromise, we will not receive the blessings of God.
什么都可以妥协。
We can compromise to everything else.
信仰不可以妥协。
But not faith.
但是很可惜啊，约哈斯他还是个小孩子。
But regret, unfortunately, Joas he was still a child.
他虽然当了王了，成人了，还是里面还是个小孩子。
He has become a king. He has become an adult. But inside, he is still a child.
他看不出什么是重要的。
He doesn't know what is important.
他没有对神保持一个信实的心。
He was not faithful to God.
他没有把神放在第一位。
He did not put God first in his life.
这是他第一个谈。大的弱点啊、
This is his weak point.
第二点呢，他没有成熟的判断力。
And second problem is that he does not have a mature judgment.
我们看历代之下的二十四章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 24.
十七到第十九节。
17 to 19. 17. After death of Jehoshaphat, the officials of Judah came and paid homage to the king, and he listened to them. Verse 18. They abandoned the temple of the Lord.The God of their fathers and worship Assyria, poles, and idols. Because of their guilt, God's anger came upon Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 19. Although the Lord sent prophets to the people to bring them back to him, and though they testified against them, they would not listen.
小孩子的特性就是别人讲什么他就跟什么。
A characteristic of the child is that they follow whatever other people tell them.
别人叫他好他就会好。
If they teach him good, then he will be a good kid.
别人叫他不好，他就会学不好。
If they tell him to be bad, then he will become a bad person.
他自己是没有判断力的。
He does not know how to judge right from wrong.
但是约哈斯长那么大了。
Joas has become an adult already.
他已经开始当王了。
He has become the king.
耶和华大那时候已经死了。
Jehoshaphat has died already.
没有人叫他了。
No one is able to instruct him.
这个时候呢，犹大那些首领就来找他了。
At this time, the official of Judah came to him.
这个首领也是很没有用。
And these officials, they are not of good character.
还是很喜欢拜偶像。
They still love to worship idols.
但是以前耶和华大在位的时候啊，在打击拜偶像的。
But when Jehoshaphat was alive, he forbids people from worshiping idols.
现在机会来了。
So now it's their chance.
再来找约哈斯，给他拜啦，给他说好听的话。
So they come to the king Joas and then tell him some.Nice word to hear.
结果没有讲几下，约哈斯就改变主意了。
And the king listened to them.
好，那我们回去拜偶像。
It's okay. Let's go back to worship the idols.
所以这就代表这个人完全没有成熟的判断能力。
So he does not have a mature judgment.
他面对责任的时候，自己还是个小孩子。
When he faces responsibilities, he is still like a child.
以前有人保护啊，以前人指导啊。
Before someone was protecting him, someone was instructing him.
现在没有了。
Now there is no more.
他就很容易会改变。
It's easy for him to be influenced.
为什么他会改变呢？
Why does he change?
因为这些人呢、啊、会奉承他，讲一些让他飘飘然的话来让他高兴。
Because these people are very eloquent, they know how to say words to make him feel happy.
他们也跟他讲说，哇，你不要再听以前那个老的那个祭司话了，我们要你要自己做主。
Maybe they tell him, you are a man.In charge now, you don't have to listen to the old man.
你要重新的把那些我们以前的一些偶像呢，把它重建起来。
You have to rebuild the idols that we once worshipped.
你不要老是听别人的。
Don't just listen to other people.
可能他们会这样讲。
Maybe that's what they tell him.
他心里面呢、啊，那个自我膨胀啊，自己的飘飘然，就感觉就很好了。
So he has pride in his heart.
所以啊，约哈斯这里有两种声音可以听。
So here he can listen to two kinds of voice.
第一种声音就是刚刚那些犹大的首领。
The first kind of voice from the official of Judah.
叫他去拜偶像的人。
Tell him to go to worship idol.
第二种声音呢？
The second kind of voice.
就第十九节。
Verse 19.
有很多先知，神差遣他们去警告他。
God has sent many prophets to bring to give them warning.
啊，要引导他归向耶和华。
To bring them back to the Lord.
但是他听什么呢？
What did he listen to?
他要听那个让自己舒服的。
He want to listen to those words he feels comfortable with.
他不想听那些被骂的话。
He doesn't want people to scorn him.
那么先知来一定骂他吗？
When the prophet comes, they will just they just give him warnings.
先知一定很不客气，你这个没有良心的人，你不记得神的恩典。
He tell him, you forgot the grace of God.
人哪喜欢被骂？
People do not want to be scolded.
我们今天喜不喜欢被人骂？当然不喜欢啊。
Do you want to be scolded by other people?
我们都喜欢人家说，哦，你很好，你很棒，你不用改。
You want to listen to good words that people tell you you are very good.
因为他是没有判断力啊。
Joas does not know how to discern.
他选择听那些让他舒服的话。
He want to listen to the words that are smoothing to him.
不想听责备的话。
He doesn't want to listen to words of rebuke.
我们今天是不是这样？
Are we the same today?
我们都很爱面子。
We like our face.
我们不喜欢别人讲我们不好。
We don't want to listen to criticisms.
但是我们需要听什么呢？
What do you want to listen today?
我们需要听那些真实的责备的话。
You have to listen to those true criticisms.
圣经说责备就是智慧。
And the Bible tells you, criticize is wisdom.
啊，从神来的责备的话是给智慧的话。
If this rebuke is from Lord, then it's words of wisdom.
所以我们今天要小心，我们听到的，我们要喜欢听的是什么？
So you have to be very careful today of what you like to listen to.
你们选择听神的话语。
What do you choose to listen to?
那么他约翰是不单止不听啊，还忘记了神的恩典啊。
Joas, not only he did not listen to the word of God, he also forgot about the grace.
啊，他很快忘记了为什么他可以当王。
He quickly forgot how he was able to become the king.
为什么他可以得到一个好的家庭？
How he was able to receive a good family.
忘记神的恩典。
He has forgotten the grace of God.
一个人的堕落不是因为他太忙了，没有办法来聚会，不是这样。
When a person falls, it's not because he's too busy to come to church.
这个是表面的而已。
This is only superficial.
一个人的堕落是从他忘记神的恩典开始。
When a person falls, it's because he forgets about God's grace.
他以为自己很厉害呢。
He thought he was a great person.
不需要神了。
He does not need God anymore.
所以忘记神了。他的堕落就开始了。
So when he forget about God, he start to fall.
啊，所以一个人变心呢，是从小事情开始的。
When a person he changes his heart is from small matters.
啊，所以他就改变了。
So he changes.
那我想想看，一个人如果他连神都不爱了，他还会爱人吗？
If a person does not love God anymore, would he love man?
我们看二十节。
Let's take a look at verse 20. Verse 20. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, son of Jehoiada. The priest, he stood before the people and said, This is what God says. Why do you disobey the Lord's commands? You will not prosper because you have forsaken the Lord. He has forsaken you. Verse 21. But they plotted against him, and by order of the king, they stoned him to death in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. Verse 22. King Joas did not remember the kindness Zechariah's father Jehoiada had shown him, but killed his son. Who said, as he lay dying, may the Lord see this and call you to account?
神差遣很多先知去警告约哈斯。
God has sent many prophets to give him warning.
但是呢，约哈斯都不听。
But Joas does not listen.
神感动最后一个。
So God's spirit moved the last person.
这是谁呢？
Who is this?
这是耶和耶大的儿子，撒加利亚。
Jehoshaphat's son, Zechariah.
耶和耶大已经死了。
Jehoshaphat has died.
撒加利亚。继续啪啪啪做大祭司。
Zechariah became the high priest.
所以撒加利亚就去跟王讲。
So Zechariah came to the presence of the king.
你违背了神的诫命，你一定不成功了。
You have disobeyed the king, the command of God. You will not be successful.
你离弃神，神一定离弃你。
You forsake the Lord, He will forsake you.
很有力量的责备啊。
Very powerful rebuke.
但是约哈斯听了之后怎么样？
But when Joas has heard these words,
他竟然啊叫百姓啊拿石头把他打死。
He ordered the people to stone him to death.
他怎么可以这样做呢？
How can he do this?
你可以不听，但是不要杀人。
He can disobey, he can ignore, but he shouldn't kill him.
也许你可以杀人，但是这个人你是绝对不能杀的。
Maybe he can kill anyone he likes, but not this person.
不单止他是神的先知。
Not only is he the priest of God.
不单止他是神的大祭司。
He is the high priest of the Lord.
他更是你。恩人的儿子啊。
He is the son of Jehoshaphat, the person who showed you kindness.
耶和耶大对你跟对你儿子一样好。
Jehoshaphat has treated you like his own son.
以前保护你在圣殿里面保护你六年。
He has protected you for 6 years in the temple of God.
把你带上王位。
He has brought you up and crowned you as the king.
你不听神的话，你还去打死耶和华的儿子。
He, you disobey the words of God and you kill the son of Jehoshadak.
二节就是说，他不想念了撒加利亚的父亲耶和华当上帝的恩。
So verse 22, he says he did not remember the kindness from Jehoshadak.
这里告诉我们什么？
What do we learn from here?
我们不要以为一个人要变很困难。
Don't think that it's very difficult for a person to change.
一个人要变得很容易的。
Well, it's easy for a person to change.
只要一个心呢，变了就会变。
If his heart changes, then his behavior will change.
一个心如果不感恩的话，
if his heart does not know how to show gratitude,
心硬起来的话，
if his heart is hardened,
什么都做得出来。
He can do anything.
是不是？
Is it true?
我们今天看到很多例子啊。
We have seen many examples today.
伤能海誓啊，我爱你啊，凯夫斯烂。到最后呢，拜拜就拜拜了，对不对？啊，所以我们要很小心自己的心啊。
We have to be very careful of our own hearts.
我们要想念神的恩典。
We have to remember the grace of God.
神怎么爱我们
？How did God love us?
我们为什么来教会
？Why do we come to church?
为什么要洗礼
？Why do you baptize?
神的恩典。
You have to remember.
我们想念我们的恩人对我们的恩典。
You have to remember those who have shown you gratitude.
那个恩人可能是你的父母。
Those people might be your parents.
你的父母对你那么大的恩典。
Your parents have shown you a big grace.
你可以这样顶撞他吗？
Can you be disobedient to him?
我们的丈夫，我们的太太对我们那么大的恩典。
Your spouse has shown you a lot of grace.
我们可以离弃他吗？
Can you forsake your spouse?
一个真正诚实、那个成熟的人呢，他不会忘恩的。
If a person is truly mature, he will not forget.Grace.
但是呢，很可惜啊，约哈斯啊，他是一个不成熟的人。
But Joas was a king that did not grow up.
神的恩典，别人的恩典，他都忘记了。
He has forgotten the grace from God and from people.
结果啊，当然没有好结局。
So at the end, his end was very pitiful.
25节，23节。
Verse 23, at the turn of the year, the army of Aram marched against Joas. It invaded Judah and Jerusalem and killed all the leaders of the people.They sent all the plunder to their king in Damascus. Verse 24, although the Amorians' army had come with only a few men, but the Lord delivered into their hands a much larger army, because Judah had forsaken the Lord, the God their father.
过了一年呢，过了一年。
Only after 1 year.
就是说他杀了这个祭司的儿子撒加利亚之后一年。
So 1 year after he killed the son of Jehoshadak, Zechariah.
神的报应是有时间的。
God's revenge will come.
不一定说哦，明天就一定要报应，不一定。
God's revenge will come in its own time. It does not have to be tomorrow.
有时候一年，有时候十年，有时候是死后才报应，不知道。
Maybe it's one day. Maybe it's 10 years from now. Maybe it's after his death.
对吧？以前他送礼物的那个亚兰王啊，送给亚兰他们又来了。
So this king of Aram has come again.
就是来啊，只是一小队军队而已。
He only came, just a small army that came.
但是神不帮助约哈斯啊。
But God did not help Joas.
那么大的军队都交给那么小的军队。
The Lord delivered into their hands a much larger army.
杀掉所有的首领。
Kill all the officials.
然后呢，二十五节。
Verse 24. When the Amorians withdrew, they left Joas severely wounded. His official conspired against him for murdering the son of Jehoshadak, the priest, and they killed him in his bed. So he died and was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings.
Joas is 死了。
Joas was.
他怎么死的
？Is dead. How did he die?
不是亚兰人把他杀死的。
He was not killed by the army of Aram.
亚兰走了。
Aramians left.
他自己生病在床上。
He was ill and was lying on his bed.
他自己的臣仆啊，亲手把他杀死了。
His officials killed him with their own hands.
为什么这样
？Why?
这就告诉我们一点。
Here it tells us one thing.
你对人不好。
If you treated other people bad,
别人会对你更不好。
They will treat you worse.
你对人没有信用。
If you do not hold up your words to other people,
你会碰到比你更没有信用的人。
Then you'll come to someone who lied to you.
你骗人。
If you lie to someone,
神会让你碰到比你更会骗的人。
God will allow you to meet people who are better liars than you.
像约哈斯，他出卖人了，他反复啊，他没有信用，他忘恩了。
Just like how Joas, he has betrayed other people.
神就让他亲手的手下的臣仆去杀他。
God let his officials kill him.
这个叫做报应。
This is revenge.
所以我们要很敬畏神啊。
So we have to revere God.
我们不要以为说哇，我们可以怎么做都可以啊。
Do not think you can do anything as you will.
神的眼睛都在看。
God's eyes are watching.
所以我们要非常小心。
So you have to be very careful.
所以约阿斯他是一个非常非常令人失望的人物。
So Joas is a character that disappoints everyone.
所以给我们什么教训呢？
What teachings can we learn from this?
不要忘记神的恩典。
First of all, we should not forget the grace of God.
我们看何西亚书。
Let's turn to Hosea.
十三章第四节。
Hosea chapter 13, verse 4.
何西亚书十三章第四节。
Hosea chapter 13, verse 4.Chapter 4, But I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. You shall acknowledge no God but me, no Savior except me. I care for you in the desert, in the land of the burning heat. When I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me. This is spoken by the Lord. When they are satisfied, they forget about God. When Joas, he became the king, he forget about God. Inside, he is still a child. He does not know how to discern. He does not know how to face tribulations. He does not know how to repay people's grace. He does not know how to repay God's grace. He did not grow up spiritually.
他的信仰是建立在别人身上。
He has built his faith on top of other people.
我们今天怎么样呢？
So what should we do today?
我们常常纪念神的恩典。
We have to remember the grace of God.
最后我们来看希伯来书第五章。
Lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
五章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. For solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
但我们都能长大成人。
Hopefully everyone can grow up and be mature.
不要做一个长不大的信徒。
Do not be like a believer who never grow up.
我们的信仰是自己的。
Our faith belongs to ourselves.
不要是我们的父母的。
It's not belong to your parents.
不要是传道的。
Let not belong to the preacher.
我们的信仰要扎根。
It has to be deeply rooted.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.